This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dutch police still trying to determine why a man opened fire yesterday on a tram there, killing three people and injuring five. Police have arrested the 37-year-old Turkish man after a seven-hour manhunt, and they say they're not ruling out terrorism. Boeing is going to offer pilot training for the grounded 737 MAX aircraft. The announcement from the CEO is one of two new safety measures following two deadly crashes involving the same aircraft over the past few months.
As the facts from the accident become available and we understand the necessary next steps, we're taking action to fully reassure airlines and their passengers of the safety of the 737 MAX.
The second measure updated software to correct what's thought to have been another factor in the crashes. And this is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/RX rewards or the pharmacy for details.
Vice President Mike Pence will be getting a very close look at the worst flooding in Nebraska's history today. Flooding in the Midwest has killed at least four people, doing hundreds of millions of dollars of damage. The Iowa governor took a look at the devastation in her state yesterday.
It was just unbelievable, the catastrophic destruction that we witnessed. It was heart-wrenching, to be quite honest, to just see the breadth of what the flood and what it encompassed.
All of the content uploaded to MySpace before 2016 is gone for good. The social network that was big between 2005 and 2009 says a faulty server migration caused the mass deletion about a year ago, erasing pictures, videos, and songs. The loss is permanent now, according to a company spokesman. After last year, they claimed the deletion was a temporary error and was going to be fixed. By the way, we're online with a newly designed website at usaradio.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
USA News for your health now. Here's John Clemens.
There are drugs, some even over-the-counter, that can be used for pain management after an injury or surgery. These drugs can eliminate concerns over opioid misuse or addiction. Dr. Mary Dell Peterson is president-elect of the American Society of Anesthesiologists.
90% of addictions start in adolescence. This is a really critical time period in the development of the brain, and they're very vulnerable to addiction.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A well-known scientist returning to host a pair of TV shows, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is going to be returning to TV soon after National Geographic and Fox concluded an investigation into allegations of inappropriate conduct made against him by two women. Cosmos, Possible Worlds, and Star Talk have been in limbo for months. Nat Geo launched the investigation after the website Patheos reported the two women had accused Tyson of inappropriate behavior. But now in a statement, National Geographic says the investigation operations complete, and we are moving forward with both StarTalk and Cosmos. Nat Geo and Fox declining to make any of the findings of their investigation public. It's unclear if Tyson will remain with the programs, either one of them, beyond their scheduled airings. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we've got a country to save, ladies and gentlemen, and we're hard at it, bringing you the experts to give you the whole truth and nothing but. I am Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. A recent survey indicated that we can be so grateful for Judicial Watch because they are leading the crowd in FOIA requests. I mean, it's not even close. I'll tell you, Judicial Watch has done such a great job on our behalf. They've, in a sense, become a noted firewall against the abuses of our government. And this continues in light of what we're finding out slowly but surely. I understand it's torturous. You know, you think, oh, my goodness, you know, how many more things do we have to deal with about the deep state and our government? It cannot be that bad, can it? But every day another rock is turned up and we find out more information about Peter Stroke and Lisa Page. By the way, Judicial Watch, when I say they're ranked number one, let me tell you, 391 FOIA suits have they processed. American Civil Liberties Union is number two with 130. And Public Employees for the Environmental Responsibility is number three with 94. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. You know, I know it almost sounds a little bit counterintuitive, but 88 FOIA requests they have filed. But Judicial Watch, as I mentioned, they have become the firewall on behalf of we the people and the U.S. Constitution. With us right now, speaking of Judicial Watch, is Chris Farrell. Chris is the Director of Investigations and Research for JW. Chris, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Doing well, Bill, and thanks for the mention of our FOIA work. I'm very proud to say that not only do we have more FOIA requests filed, we have more FOIA lawsuits. That's the 391 that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And our status is not just for, you know, the last year. We are the leading FOIA litigator in the country for the last 18 years straight. So no one does more work than we do in getting government records and making them available to the public.
I will say this, ladies and gentlemen, because Chris may not mention this, but you need to go to Judicial Watch's website. And, you know, and I'm so grateful to have Chris or Tom, anybody from the organization on the show, because they are fighting the good fight on our behalf. And let me tell you, this is good soil for you to plant seed in, as they would say in the vernacular. And you need to donate and support their efforts because of what they're doing. I mean, in light of, you know, how people on the Beltway, and I say people and organizations, have been skirting around constitutional law. I mean, we've got a, you know, it's almost like a two-tiered system that's been going on, Chris. We have people that are above the law, and then you get people like the president that is beneath, as Tom Fenton said, beneath the protection of the law.
Yeah, there's really an outrageous disparity of treatment when it comes to how certain people are treated in Washington, D.C., and how others are targeted and smeared and gone after. And that obviously is the president, but it also goes down to other Trump administration officials, political appointees in various agencies who are, you know, smeared and maligned and set up with phony complaints. It is a concerted effort to undermine the presidency of Mr. Trump, but also to try to destroy the lives of the people at the appointee level down in the various agencies and departments with real impact. I mean, I can think of a single mother, professional woman who's an appointee in the State Department. That, you know, she's had every trick in the book rolled out only because she supports the president. I mean, she's done nothing wrong. There's nothing illegal, immoral, or fattening. There's no bad stuff.
Right.
But because she doesn't subscribe to the party line, there's a concerted effort to destroy the person.
And it's amazing how that's permeated our entire culture, whether it's in the media, in government, in organizations across the country, in media. I mean, you just go right down the list and you see this kind of influence that's taking place. I mean, basically, and I said this yesterday by happenstance, Chris, we have no-go zones within our culture. I mean, you cannot go, you know, into any kind of cultural response that's conservative. If you do, you're invalidated. And, you know, what kind of message does that put out to, you know, we the people that say, hey, look, I just want to serve the country. How can I serve the country? I hold to a conservative worldview, and I just want to help. I want to help with the heavy lifting. Well, my goodness,
you know,
I mean.
Orwell wrote about it in 1984 when he discussed thought crimes. I mean,
yes.
People are now being attacked and vilified. And it's not just, hey, I disagree with you on policy, and let's have an argument over, you know, your view versus my view. This is an effort to go after people personally. And you saw it with Tucker Carlson, where they had, you know, protesters storm his house.
Right.
I've had people tell me that they've been walked up to at a Starbucks and spit on. I mean, this is... It's a level of personal destruction like we have never seen before.
Right. I mean, I had a friend in Nevada. She had a Make America Great MAGA hat on. And she's sitting there at a bar with a friend, and a gal comes in and just pours a drink on her. I mean, this is how insane it has become. But, you know, our government, you know, our law enforcement, you know, people are calling. It's interesting how the left calls for civility after they're the ones that have burnt down the building.
Exactly.
I mean, they've got this down. But again, what I'm concerned about is that here's the will of the people. 63 million people voted for this president. And right now, I mean, even some of the recent polling saying 71% of America is very bullish on our economy. They're grateful for Donald Trump for what he's done with the economy. And this is in spite of all the sticks and the spokes the people on the left and the deep state have been doing, how they basically affected a coup on this president. They weren't able to totally affect it, but clearly even Tom Fenton, the president of Judicial Watch, referred to it as a coup. So, I mean, the jig is up here. And so what are the courts? You know, what is this government going to do about this?
Yeah, the thought experiment that I like to use or to talk about with people is, if you think about the caliber of persons, the rank, the authority, the position of people in the Department of Justice and the FBI, right, the Comey, McCabe, Strzok, that caliber of person, and just for fun, just kind of lift that group of people up out of DOJ and FBI and then slide over and drop that into the Department of Defense, right?
Right.
Then you're talking about general officers, admirals, senior field grade officers. And if you did that, and you say, okay, what would happen if the DOD did what the Department of Justice and FBI did? Well, that's a coup. I mean,
yes.
there's no tanks in the street. There's no, you know, armed occupation or whatever. But the same sort of power and authority was leveraged against candidate Trump, president-elect, and now you know, the Trump administration. And it's an outrageous abuse of power.
Well, it's abuse against the people that voted for. And this is the other thing, Chris, that I think is being greatly overlooked, is they want to negate the votes of 63 million people. Now, we've got Chris Farrell with us from Judicial Watch. More from Chris right after this. Stay with us. It's coming just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444. Or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Give a powerful print promotion a try.
If your business needs marketing materials and you haven't tried Staples, now's the time.
Because right now, you can earn 100% back in rewards on your first in-store print and marketing services purchase up to $100.
From presentations to banners, Staples can make your business look great.
Earn 100% back in rewards.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
For customers who have not made a full-service print and marketing purchase since 3/1/18, exclusions apply. Ends 3/23/19. See associate for details.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
I say thank you to Judicial Watch and all the FOIA requests that are out there and doing everything they can to make sure they don't get away with it. Chris Farrell continues with us, Director of Research and Investigations for JW. Just a little bit of his background. He served as a military intelligence officer specializing in counterintelligence and human intelligence. He's a specialist in national security matters, specializing in unconventional warfare and terrorism. Chris, lots more to talk about here. We got a favorable ruling by a judge that declared the FBI search for Peter Strzok records inadequate. This seems to be the typical form and fashion of the FBI, stall, obfuscate, but they wouldn't dare let anybody else get away with it, but they seem to do this nonstop, right?
Yeah, I mean, to be a Roger Stone-style pre-dawn raid on someone's house, right, if they tried to play games or were less than forthcoming. But in this case, we had sought the records related to the removal and reassignment of Peter Strzok from Special Counsel Mueller's investigative team because they knew that he was compromised and he had been moved from the counterintelligence division of the FBI over to go work for Mueller to continue this, you know, hoax investigation and the attempt to target the president. And then these the string of, you know, revelations about Strzok's activities and the page email or text messages, et cetera, all come out and they go, whoops, we better move him back. And
right.
So they pull him from Mueller's team and they make him a personnel officer over at FBI headquarters. And so we said, well, we want to see all the records about the reassignment, the removal. And the FBI initially came back and they gave us only 14 pages of documents, highly redacted, you know, blackout marks all over.
Even at that, 14, they reduced the number of pages and then they highly redacted 14 pages.
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
So it didn't pass the giggle test, right?
Right.
Look at it and say, this is preposterous. This is obviously a huge issue. There's got to be all kinds of back and forth and decisions, et cetera. And so we went back to the judge, in this case, U.S. District Court Judge Cooper, here in D.C. And, you know, we pled our case and said, look, this is either, you know, woefully poor work or outright dishonesty, right? It's one or the other.
Right.
And the judge agreed. And so he ordered them to go back, and we need to see all the records and documentation about what Strzok was up to, the relationship with Mueller, the reassignment from Mueller back to the FBI, and then the documentation about all that, you know, and how that was done. And so in this case, the judge agreed with us, and he's ordered them to go back because we need the documentation. The American public needs to know what this guy was up to. And
exactly. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the text messages alone are outrageous when he talks about, you know, he was in a Walmart in Southern Virginia, mm-hmm. and he said that he could smell the Trump supporters.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's his mindset, and this is the guy supposedly on the ground running the investigation. It's outrageous.
Well, and it seemed that they had quite the cabal there. I mean, Strzok, Page, McCabe, this animus toward
Comey.
President
yeah.
Trump, Comey, right on down the line. You know, and I guess at the end of the day, when you put all these together, and then, of course, some additional revelations of Lisa Page testimony, I mean, you know, coup is the word, animus, absolute hatred toward this president, clearly. How, and then they're the ones that pick Mueller to head the special counsel. What kind of credibility after 30-some million dollars and all the time that has been spent undermining the first 2 years of this presidency, what kind of credibility is the Mueller report going to have?
Yeah, and it's a very grave question as to whether they're even. I mean, there's an obligation for Mueller to report to the Attorney General what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
But if this is going to be used as an Andrew Weissman authored document to just, you know, throw out raw meat to further inflame the Maxine Waters crowd,
right?
No, you know, the Department of Justice doesn't get to write a report. Look, if they didn't charge anybody, if they didn't bring any, you know, action against anybody, they don't get to write a smear job report and dump it out, you know, rolling a grenade behind them on the way out the door. It's just, so there's a very good argument that like if you don't have a crime evidenced and you can't substantiate it, you can do a narrative describing what you looked into. Mm. But if this is going to be used as a backhanded smear tactic to try to destroy the president as they shut things down, Mr. Barr, the attorney general, needs to really, you know, rein in what is released. I know the president says get it all out, but, you know, be careful what you ask for. You might
right.
get it. And,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly. Well, we know how they twist things around anyway, and they're going to have a field. They're going to find something out of this. That's their worldview, and they're going, you know, and this is why they're backing it up with all these other investigations. I mean, talk about an insurance. Here's another insurance plan here in case the Mueller report goes down the
yeah,
basic.
I mean, they yeah. come up with stuff that is, you know, non-relevant, but sounds horrible. You know, they'll say, well, you know, the president didn't floss enough, you know.
Right.
But
right.
They're going to say something that, you know, is...
And, of course, Weissman's been famous for those kind of reports as well. I thought it was interesting when Tom had said the other day that, you know, President Trump is the victim here. And when he said that, when he said that, I go, it's, you know, and this is why I keep talking about the people that voted. It's we the people, it's the country that are victimized by this as well, right?
You are correct. I mean, it really is a deliberate effort to nullify or to damage at a minimum, if not completely zero out, a presidential election. And
right.
Look, the president's accomplished a hell of a lot, probably more than a lot of his predecessors combined in a short 2-year period.
With all this resistance, unbelievable what he's been able to
do. And there's a lot of people that are very happy with that.
Right.
And, you know, they may not like the president's personality. I mean, he's a brash, tough-talking guy. Some people find that offensive. Okay. But the proof's in the pudding, right? Look at the economy. Look at our position overseas and around the world. It's a tough argument to make.
It's a night and day comparison between what we experienced 8 years previously. Chris, I wanted to address this one. This is one the mainstream media has not picked up on, but I saw this earlier, and I'm glad we're going to talk about this, and that is the white paper with Judicial Watch making the case to designate Mexican cartels as foreign terrorist organizations.
Yeah, this is very important, and your listeners really should take the time to go through and read what we've written. We generated a white paper, sort of like a policy discussion paper, on why the drug cartels need to be designated by our government as foreign terrorist organizations. I mean, there's no doubt whatsoever that they meet the minimum standards of the definitions, and there are definitions, believe it or not. Leave it to the government to come up with a very precise sort of qualifications to be terrorist organizations.
Yeah, but they have to remember that they defined it and follow the definition, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, there's ample evidence, and we walk through it. We walk through the statute point by point by point and explain and justify exactly how they do. And the key thing here is that we keep treating the cartels as though, well, they're just criminal bad guys. No, they're not. They are not just criminal bad guys. They are engaged in a very sophisticated, elaborate, highly financed effort to destroy our country. And, you know, heroin and opioid and fentanyl overdoses are at like 78,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a year. That's
right.
The equivalent of crashing a 737 every single day. And think of what the FAA would do if that was the case.
Right.
And these are armed people. They engage in criminal conduct, both all the way down at the street level with physical violence, you know, shooting, killing, you know, et cetera. But also, you know, a very sophisticated financing operation. And so the DEA has claimed that the cartels are the greatest criminal threat to the United States. There's enormous violence on both sides of the border. There's lives that have been lost. And why we try to play patty cake and use only, you know, law enforcement means by declaring them to be foreign terrorist organizations, it would open up two new fronts on the cartels. One, an intelligence effort. And two, it would allow the Department of Defense to get involved very aggressively. And so we can tell the Mexican government, look, you know, you can play along, you can cooperate with us, or we're just going to do this ourselves. But when we have actionable intelligence that there's cartel operations or activities, I mean, the most simplistic, but I think the most direct example for the listening audience is, Imagine a Hellfire missile coming off.
Chris, we got about 5 seconds. I'm sorry. Look, yeah. I'll tell you what.
So read the paper.
Go to the website. Website, real quick.
JudicialWatch.org.
Save up to $500 on your next vacation package. Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code radio and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word radio.
800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. That's 800-477-1736.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dutch police still trying to determine why a man opened fire yesterday on a tram there, killing 3 people and injuring 5. Police have arrested the 37-year-old Turkish man after a 7-hour manhunt, and they say they're not ruling out terrorism. Boeing is going to offer pilot training for the grounded 737 MAX aircraft. The announcement from the CEO is one of 2 new safety measures following 2 deadly crashes involving the same aircraft over the past few months.
As the facts from the accident become available and we understand the necessary next steps, we're taking action to fully reassure airlines and their passengers of the safety of the 737 MAX.
The second measure updated software to correct what's thought to have been another factor in the crashes. And this is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change with 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter on sale now for the same price as Castrol Conventional for just $26.99. Improve engine performance in your vehicle with Castrol Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Gaga here. We've got the experts, so we can drill deep. Forget about the 8-second sound bites, as we say. If that's what you're forming your worldview on, you are in trouble because, we've got to give you more information than the thickness of a bumper sticker. You know what I'm talking about? 27 minutes before the top of the hour, Neil Chilson, a senior research fellow for technology and innovation, is with us. Just a little bit of his background. I mean, just to show you, first of all, he has a law degree from George Washington University. He has a master's degree in computer science from University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, and a bachelor's degree in computer science from Harding University. You know, Neil, problem is you need more schooling, I think,
I've thought about that, but I decided maybe
get out into the real world and see how ideas actually work out here.
Yeah, you just didn't need to contribute to that $1 trillion of, tuition debt that's already out there in existence. So, I appreciate all the hard work you've done. I mean, I've just covered just your education, but, you've been with the FTC, acting chief technologist in July 20. So you've got a stellar background here to talk and address this next issue about big tech. I mean, we got the left. Their solution to dealing with big tech is just break it up, right?
Yeah, I mean, it does seem like that lately, and that's pretty concerning because these companies, the companies we're talking about, they weren't around 25 years ago, and now they're some of the most innovative companies in the world, with plowing tons of money into research and development. Mm-hmm. They're just great American success stories, and so it's very concerning that they're not perfect companies, but it's concerning that the first solution that the left wants to jump to is bring the giant hammer of antitrust down on them. That's not the right solution for the types of problems that to the extent they exist that we have. So.
Well, they kind of set themselves up a little bit here, too, Neil. I mean, they come to the Hill and they swear that they are not prejudicial, that they're objective. There's no shadow posting or anything that's taking place. They're upfront and balanced. And then, of course, you get into the belly of the beast and you find out just the opposite. So they've got to find a way to address this, and I'm not sure how they're going to do it, because you're talking a culture that's so inbred and has been going on for so long. I don't know how you change that.
Yeah, it's a challenging problem. When you think about these companies, they're so popular with consumers that billions of pieces of content is published on their sites every day. And so even if they got things right 99% of the time, that's still a lot of mistakes. And I do agree that they need to get better. But even if with those types of problems, that antitrust is basically antitrust involves the government getting into a business and deciding how it's going to be run, and at the microest level. And so that can be that's a bazooka to solve like what a problem that, while maybe significant, is not it's not nearly as big as the problem of government getting in there and getting involved.
Well, you're exactly right, Neil. I was going to say like a sledgehammer when you need a scalpel. And I hope that these big tech companies are listening and they're hearing, even from a conservative viewpoint, we want them to be successful. We need them to be balanced, especially in this very partisan environment in which we got enough partisanship going on. Let's have a fair, neutral zone. And why can't we have it in these tech companies, which I believe would be beneficial for all concerned? I mean, if Facebook wants to, or Google wants to do something that is, more liberal and socialistic and progressive, then have a Facebook/progressive element. But give us a platform that allows conservative discussion and viewpoint.
Well, I think one of the great things about these platforms is that they have enabled people to find communities of others that think like them, or who can challenge their ideas. And I think both of those are really important elements of building a social fabric that, that is thinking hard about ideas rather than just, calling names.
And, exactly.
And I think these platforms have provided that in the past. I mean, if you look at things like the Tea Party movement, it's hard to imagine that coming off the ground without the social media aspects that it had, as well as amplifying the sorts of talk radio and other movements other media that contributed to it. And so,
yeah, but they've been pinching it off, though, Neil. You know that.
Yes,
and it's disturbing what they did. And I say, social media was only part and parcel. There was the IRS doing blatant things. I mean, there's a clear war on conservatism, and conservatives have had it. I mean, look what happens. You get a conservative speaker on a college campus. He gets punched in the mouth. And then you got the president having to do an executive order for, people to play nice on college campuses. I mean, that's how ridiculous our fellow citizens have become, that we can't exercise, the First Amendment of our U.S. Constitution, freedom of speech.
Yeah, that is concerning. And free speech and toleration is one of the core principles that we're trying to push here at the Charles Koch Institute. The importance of civility and being able to listen to others' ideas without shouting them down is really important, and I think critical to the types of discussion we want on college campuses, but also online. And what concerns me is that the idea might be that, you know, somehow the government, if we get them involved in these platforms, is going to be able to build a neutral platform. Well, we tried things like that in the broadcasting sphere in the past, and it was a disaster for conservatives.
Exactly.
The goal of the First Amendment is to keep the government out of controlling these things, and we need market pressures and other sorts of mechanisms to be able to push on companies where we think they're not doing a good job, but getting the government involved raises all sorts of concerns.
Oh, without a doubt. I'm a market guy. I'm a free market guy. Let the market heal itself. It will. And just let it settle, and it will find a way, because the people choose what they want to watch and what they want to listen to. If it's conservative radio or television, they will choose, and the respective entities will be successful all the more. But what happens is we have a small minority of people whose ideas are terrible and they're not accepted, and so they whine about it, and they want to quiet all, any kind of speech that goes against them. They want to control the environment when it's their ideas that are terrible.
Yeah, I totally agree. And you know, one of the great things, Adam Smith said that one of the great things about capitalism and exchange is that it allows people who don't agree with each other to focus on the thing that they do agree on, which is that I'm getting a mutual benefit from the other person. And these, market mechanisms do that very well. Government does not do it well.
Historically, Neil, you know this, that any time both sides are represented, we always get a better product. I mean, look at Obamacare. Obamacare was a unilateral deal. It was a one-party thing. And it's such a mess. I mean, we're still messed up by it. It turned our health care system upside down. I came from a state. I was born and raised. I loved California. But it is a one-party state. And look at it. Its policies are an absolute mess, because you do not have any kind of balance of thought and conversation there to where it's better as a result. And that's what we find historically, is that when we have diverse perspective and thought involved, we come up with a better product. I agree with Adam Smith. I agree with you. Is that okay?
I think that's great. I'm glad to be on Adam Smith's side. And
on that happy note, Neil Chilson on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Neil.
This message is brought to you by Centria Autism. Autism spectrum disorder is a behavioral health condition increasingly common in all our communities. Between 65,000 and 70,000 new children will meet the diagnostic criteria for autism in 2019. Recent studies reveal that approximately 30% of children with autism are not receiving evidence-based behavioral treatment. Dr. Stephen Marin, Chief Medical Officer, Centria Autism.
The treatment of any child with autism should be individualized and holistic, with the goal of helping every child have the best developmental experience possible. By taking a more clinically integrated approach to the care path using applied behavior analysis, or ABA, we can improve a child's communication, living, and behavioral skills.
For more information, visit www.centriaautism.com. That's www.centriaautism.com.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLive.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, this portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at Crypto Profit. It is the latest paradigm shift that's going to produce the next wealth wave. Are you interested? Find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Crypto Profit to see if this works for you and your family. Hey, it's time for the good news, girl. We're talking Samantha Mao. When you go to BillMartinezLive.com, look at Sam's Corner. All these great viral videos and stories are right there for you that'll make you smile, make you cry too. I mean, some of them are so touching. We really appreciate Sam's faithfulness every week to come on the show and give us a rundown of the latest viral videos. Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm doing great. Just down here in Savannah, Georgia, enjoying, the beautiful riverfront and all that kind of stuff.
So, are we getting a little break, are we, in Savannah?
Yes, we are. It's really nice. They have a really big St. Patrick's Day celebration, so you're down here for that. And, just enjoying the beautiful city.
Well, why not? And they keep it going even beyond St. Patty's Day, huh? Because every day can be St. Patty's Day, you know? Why not?
That's true.
Hey, as long as you got green, huh? Green is good.
Yeah,
it's good to be green.
It's gorgeous.
I'm telling you. Let's talk about your first story. Here's a blind man who runs a half marathon with guide dogs. My goodness. This is amazing.
That's right. So, you know, usually you think of a half marathon as being something that, you know, that's a challenge for anybody, but especially if you have something like being blind.
I'd have to have the guide dogs drag me.
Oh, I know. Me too. I had to have some roller skates. But Thomas Tanek, he actually is the first person to complete that race that was led by guide dogs instead of by human guides. And he was saying part of the thing that made that better was because then you're not really relying on another person. You just have these dogs. And, it kind of gives you a little bit more independence. And he had three dogs that all competed. They each ran like between 3 and 5 miles of this race, which was 13.1 mile course. And they were Waffle, Wesley, and Gus. And what's cool about this is he actually has a nonprofit that provides superbly bred training dogs to people who are visually impaired or blind. And he does it for free.
Oh, wow.
It's Guiding Eyes for the Blind, and he's the CEO. And you know, I just think what a great way to promote what your dogs are capable of, because they're having to look out for obstacles in the way and take you through this course. And
well, obstacles are one thing, Sam, but you get, you know, on roads, I mean, you get uneven roads. I mean, there's things on the road and stuff like that. I mean, how did he manage this? I mean, because the dogs can, yeah, they'll keep you from the hard objects, but, you know, you've got, you know, ground that's not especially level. It takes a little turn or something. Wow. I mean, this is amazing that he could do this.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's amazing that he could train the dogs to do this for him, because, you know, it's in a situation where there's a lot of other people around you running and, you know, you're switching off dogs. He'd have to switch off partway through the race. And that means each of them was trained well enough to complete this, help him complete this course. And
he did this without fall, and he didn't fall. He stayed on his feet and was able. I mean, this is amazing to me, because I mean, I go walking down the street and, you know, I'll fall off the curb or something. You know.
I know, absolutely. I mean, that shows the level of training that they provide.
Wow.
You know, it really does. They have certain kinds of dogs. They have labs and German shepherds that will do it. And if you're thinking, some dogs, you know, you can't just have any dog out there.
No.
You need a dog that's like capable of running that distance, or you know, of being cautious and aware of their surroundings for you. So
exactly.
And you can see them running with their little tennis shoes. The dogs have little
The dogs have tennis shoes? Oh my God.
Yes.
How wonderful.
That was pretty hilarious.
that's awesome. Hey, this next story, we got people picking up trash for a new internet challenge, huh? Is this the latest challenge? Is the trash internet challenge?
So it's called hashtag trash tag.
Mm-hmm.
And it was created by Byron Roman in Phoenix, Arizona. And, you know, he ignited this new trend by kind of calling out people and saying, you know, here's a challenge for all you 14s. What you need to do is you take a picture of an area that needs cleaning or maintenance. Mm-hmm. You take a picture before and then you take a picture after. Well, you know, it kind of caught on. It just started going on around the world. And because there's been silly things like Tide Pods or Bird Box or, you know,
Right, exactly.
Silly challenges. Well,
yes.
This one, you know, there's no telling what difference it's made in communities. It's amazing how much trash there actually has been to pick up. The people like from Portland, Oregon, Asheville, North Carolina, different places around the world. I mean, they're picking up thousands of pounds of trash all over the place. And it's just amazing to see what they're doing, because they'll show you the before picture and they'll show you where they've bagged it up and be posing next to it. And you know, I think that's something that we could all kind of participate in, even if we're not doing it for social media.
I can tell you in high school, I belonged to a service organization, and we used to do this, you know, from time to time, and it was amazing, you know, for all the high schoolers that went there. You know, we'd clean it up and it looked all good, you know, for about a day or two. And then, you know, you go back and you go, what? Where does this stuff come from?
I know, it really is amazing that people would still litter like they do sometimes. But
well, and there's hefty fines. I mean, in every state, just about. I mean, you throw.
Right?
But I still see people. You know, think nothing. They'll throw their fast food bags right out the window. Like, you go, what? Are you kidding me?
Like, it's just trash.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like that's trash can in the world. And you know, that's why it's great to have people like this guy and like yourself that go out there and will clean it back up. And you know, hopefully people will stop, you know, doing that kind of, you know, it's amazing to me that it still happens, with all we know about, you know, keeping the environment clean, but
right.
I love to
see Bill Martinez Live, our family of listeners. We pick up trash. We don't throw trash out there, you know, out the window,
right.
You know, right. I mean,
we're
positive contributors, to the civility here in this country. And we got this next story about a dad receiving a kidney from a daughter that he adopted 27 years ago. Woo, what a story.
Isn't that amazing? Delora McKnight, she's going to donate her kidney to her dad, Billy House. He's a reverend that adopted her 27 years ago. And he had found out that he was given a prognosis that he was have 5 years to live because of his kidney failure. And the thing is, it would be 7 years on the transplant list. So unless he found a donor that was willing to donate to him directly, you know, this is basically a death sentence for him.
Yeah.
And he has 5 children. And she said she never actually expected to match. You know, she knew she was adopted. So, you know, for her to be the one who matches the blood type and everything. She just
how ironic, huh? How ironic.
Isn't that amazing?
Not one of his kids,
dad.
But his adopted daughter. Wow, what a story.
Yeah, it was his, absolutely. And she called her dad and she said, you know, you thought you were saving my life 27 years ago when you adopted me, but you saved my life so I could save your life. And
wow.
She just, it's a beautiful story of, you know, adoption and love. And, you know, he sounds like an amazing guy. And
well, you know, and you hear stories like that, Sam. And you know, you go, you know, doesn't this tell you that there is a God, you know, that does
absolutely.
This? I mean, like, this is just the spin of the wheel and you get the lucky number or something. I mean, wow. What a story there. And talk about, you know, because when somebody's adopted to a family, you know, it's really, I guess, that final acceptance and the seal and that. But here she is, gives up her kidney. I mean, not one of the kids is a match, but here it is. The outsider, the adopted one, is the perfect match. Wow.
Yes,
unbelievable.
Absolutely.
That's so cool.
Yes.
Hey, I saw this story, and it's a little bit hard to read on your report here, and I'm going to take a stab at it, but I think it's the one that about this homeless kid. He's a teen, and boy, he just he's working his tail off, you know, to get into college, and he somehow, man, I say somehow, I mean, he didn't have any rich parents buying up, putting a library on a college campus. I mean, this guy did it the hard way, the old-fashioned way. He worked his tail off, and he gets accepted into 17 colleges.
That's right. You know, there was no, you know, under, like, money being exchanged or anything like that. Like, Dylan Chittick, he's 17 years old. And he goes to Henry A. Snyder High School, and, you know, he's a member of the National Honor Society and president of his class. But, you know, things weren't always looking like this for him when he was 7 years old. You know, his mom lost her job, and he had two twin brothers that both had heart problems, and they ended up homeless. And, you know, he decided even back then that he wanted to be a role model for his brothers, and he wanted to make sure that they never ended up in that situation again. And he worked really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he first started getting his acceptance letters in October. And, you know, he said he just starts, like, every week he'd be standing out by the mailbox just waiting for the next ones to come. And so far, like you said, he's been accepted into 17 different places. And he's decided he wants to pursue law school, which is, I mean, I have a feeling that he's going to make an excellent attorney of some sort one of these days. And
you imagine
many amazing things to come. Isn't it amazing how, like, just having the younger siblings to look out after is part of what inspired him.
Well, this is a sweet story. Let's talk about a tweet that changed everything for a new donut shop. What was that about?
So this shows you the power of, you know, social media and what it could do. A young man named Billy Bai, his dad had opened up a shop called Billy's Donuts in Missouri City, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first day, nobody came into the donut shop, and he just sent out a tweet, and he said, "My dad's really sad because nobody's gone to my donut shop."
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so about 550,000 likes later, they sell out of their donuts. It was absolutely amazing. And he just shows these different people coming in. You know, Twitter comes in and buys out their entire donut shop. And, you know, who would have thought something like that would have turned everything around? It went from being completely empty to sold out every day. So
just another one of these great, heartwarming stories that are right there at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, you also want to check out a community raised money to pay for an elementary school janitor's medical bills. That'll touch your heart as well. Samantha Mal, the Good News Girl on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam.
Hey.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
if you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bacon.